career mentoring program is 10 years old this year. You were one of the original, one of the
first participants
involved in it. Can you tell me about why you got involved 10 years ago and tell me about an experience 10 years ago?
Okay, the reason for reason for getting involved was I do a bit of mentoring in the company with colleagues both here in Australia and around different parts of the globe in the Siemens organisation. The reason I do it, it's always very interesting. I learn as much, if not more, than the people I mentor, because it keeps you in touch with different generations, different industry sectors, different behaviours, emerging technologies, all sorts of things, and it broadens your horizons in terms of being able to talk to people. And I've had some I'd say some really fantastic experiences, because of the post-grads that I've been involved with are not only Australians working, Australians studying in Australia, they're international people who've decided to study in Australia. There was one, well, actually two, from Mexico, one recently from Colombia, who then was studying in Colombia, in California, and I think currently now is working in Canada. So these are the sort of people.
You kind of get new insights and new talent, kind of new talent that's coming along
absolutely.
Into the industry, and kind of a fresh view on things.
Absolutely, and the resources of Siemens make a great contribution to that, because we have in our HR we have a talent acquisition activity, because there's a global shortage of skilled people in the company, and it's happening at the moment. The current lady that is my, what's the right term? Mentee.
Oh, yeah.
Mentee. She will have the opportunity in the next couple of days to chat with our head of talent acquisition, so the two of them can actually get a really, really good insight as to what a company is like us looking for in terms of skills, behaviours, all that sort of thing. And she will get a first-hand impression of, hey, this is what's relevant if I go and talk to a company and I'm looking for either a job or a career path.
Yeah, that's one thing that I noticed at the career mentoring function just last week. The midway point was there was a huge amount of industry professionals there. I think it was over 200. And for a student to get that access to industry and to get that insight and experience of industry professionals, I wish I had it in my day, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Look, it's I mean, one of the things that I woke up to in the, probably about the early days of doing the mentoring, a lot of companies had gone for the process of applications online, filling in some website, and in a lot of cases, not even getting to the stage of actually having a dialogue with a company, being evaluated and either rejected or accepted anonymously by some web-based formula, which I thought was bloody atrocious, and the wrong approach to the whole process of acquiring talent for the company. So I was very pleased when we actually talk to the people that we want to engage with, and it gives the opportunity of the postgrads to actually engage with people. And if you have 200 industry professionals in the room, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
If I was a postgrad, my first question would be, how do you look for talent? What do you look for in the talent? What are your corporate values? What are your corporate initiatives? All those sorts of things. And they're the things that you can't do by just filling in web-based application forms. You know, there's the the values of the company are probably the most important drivers of that.
Mm-hmm. And last question is, everyone leads a busy life, professionals lead a busy work life. You've been involved in this career mentoring program for 10 years. Does it take up a lot of your time? How have you worked it around your diary?
First of all, it doesn't take a lot of time. Secondly, it's the value that the time brings. So if there's no value, then half an hour is a waste of time. If it brings value, then 5 hours is not an issue. So it's the value that the engagement brings, not the pure timing of the involvement. But in terms of actual engagement, we use email, we use text, we use Twitter, I use LinkedIn, all the usual social media things, but use them on a professional basis. So there's continuous engagement and the occasional face-to-face over a coffee, generally on some neutral ground somewhere, cafe near the university, and it's just chatting. So timing, time allocation has never been an issue.